I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. So you're out in the field, you've got your rifle or your shotgun, deer comes through, you pull the trigger, deer runs off. I figure there are a couple of reasons why deer hunters miss after pulling the trigger, and I'll tell you what they are, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
There are a couple of reasons why deer hunters miss after they've pulled the trigger, and I think the big one, number one, is that they don't know where the gun is shooting. They don't know where that bullet or that slug is going. It's because they didn't sight that gun in or shoot that gun before the season. Scopes can lose their accuracy if they get jarred around, or even just from temperature changes, and a little bit makes a huge difference. And of course, open sights, they get knocked around too. So if you haven't shot that gun before the season, you don't know where it's going to hit. I had a friend who I was hunting with that shot at 3 deer before he realized my sights are way off. He made the adjustment and finally killed one. The second reason I think that people miss is because they don't look at what's between them and the deer. Even a small twig can knock a bullet off its track. And I've seen people try to shoot a slug through a brush pile to get at a deer, and that just doesn't work. So if you know where that gun is shooting and you make a clean shot, you are going to kill that animal. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.